Welcome back to another edition of the Pick 6. I'm your host, Mike Wobschall, coming to you from Xfinity Studios. The Vikings and Packers tied at 26 last week, and we play a division rival again this Sunday. The Chicago Bears come to town. But first, we have the mailbag. Let's get to your questions. The first one comes from Aaron in Hastings. Seems to me the Vikings blitzed more than usual this past game. Am I right? And why do you think that was? I think you are right, Aaron. I don't have the numbers offhand, but I noticed linebackers and defensive backs rushing the passer more frequently than usual last week for the Vikings in Green Bay. I think it's because the Packers had some inexperience at quarterback. Scott Tolzien was the starter, and then Matt Flynn came in off the bench. I think the Vikings defense wanted to be more aggressive and force those inexperienced passers to be accurate and beat them through the air. Our next question comes from Tom in Elk River. You said this was Xavier Rhodes' best game as a pro, and I agree. Is something coming together for him, or can we expect more up and down performances? I do think something is coming together for Xavier Rhodes. You're going to see him continue to play well, but the reason I think he's shined quite a bit this past week is because the Vikings played a bunch of man-to-man defense. The reason they did that is because they brought linebackers to rush the passer, and when that happens, oftentimes you're going to play man-to-man defense with your defensive backs. That is Xavier Rhodes' strong suit. I think the best part of his game is to play man-to-man press coverage. Because we were blitzing and pressuring so much, Rhodes was oftentimes in man-to-man press. That's the best part of his game, and that's why I think he looks so good. We've seen Xavier flash first-round potential quite a bit this season, but against Green Bay, he looked like a first-round pick for the entire game. I think you're going to see more of that going forward from the rookie corner. Our next question comes from Sarah in Big Lake, Minnesota. What did you think of Audie Cole on Sunday? Is he in line for more playing time? I think he might be after the performance against Green Bay. Audie started at middle linebacker for Aaron Henderson, who wasn't available, and all he did was lead the team in tackles with 13. Two of them came for a loss, and one of them was a sack on the first play of the game. And another play from Audie Cole that might not show up in the stat sheet is the big hit that he had on Matt Flynn in overtime that forced a punt. With Audie Cole playing like that, I won't be surprised if he does get more playing time. Leslie Frazier was asked that question earlier this week, and he said he and the staff would look at the tape and talk about Audie Cole possibly being on the field a little more on defense. That would be cool to see. Gary from Spring Grove, Minnesota, gives us our next question. Can you give us an update on the progress of Mike Maudie this year? I know he's done some things on special teams. Sure seems like the type to be a stud middle linebacker. Well, Maudie was a stud middle linebacker for Penn State, and he actually played three separate linebacker positions. So while he is billed as a middle linebacker right now, he's got some versatility to him. He's been a standout special teams player for the Vikings in all four phases: punt return and punt coverage, and kickoff return. So obviously Maudie is a versatile player. He's bounced back from his knee injuries quite well, and he might be one of those young players who's in line for more playing time on defense with all the injuries we have. I do think you'll see more of Maudie going forward. Our next question comes from Hank in San Francisco, California. What do we make of Ponder's performance against Green Bay? Another good game against a bad defense, or a legit performance? I don't know if I'd call Green Bay's defense a bad defense. They did get after Ponder for 6 sacks, so there are some talented players on the other side lining up for Green Bay, including Clay Matthews, who was after Ponder all day. But what I make of this is Christian Ponder taking a step forward in his progression. We've seen some ups and downs from him throughout his career. This was definitely an up. He was 21 of 30 for 230-some yards and a touchdown with no interceptions. He did take those 6 sacks, which you want to stay away from. But mostly on the day, he was smart and careful with the ball, and he made good decisions. You have to love that completion percentage. And at one point, he had completed his first 15 passes to 9 different receivers, even found Rhett Ellison for his first career touchdown. I love the way Ponder played, and if you can get that from Christian Ponder on a consistent basis, the Vikings are going to win a lot of games. Our last question comes from Spencer in Prior Lake, Minnesota. He asks, have you heard any news on Greg Childs? Get a lot of questions every week from fans about Greg Childs. They're excited to see him play, and he might be getting closer to getting back into a more regular practice rotation. He returned to the field a little bit last week, saw some limited action, and I think that'll continue to happen. Fingers crossed for Greg Childs. It'll be fun to see him on the field at some point in the future. But this does lead me to share some more news with you. Leslie Frazier said Harrison Smith may return to practice this week. That's great news for the Vikings defense. They've been missing him since earlier in the season when he injured his foot. And don't be surprised if Kyle Rudolph makes it back from injury pretty soon to start practicing again. That would be a big boost for our offense, an offense that's starting to click on all cylinders in the run game and in the pass game. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick 6, but we'll be back next week if you send us your questions. So please send them in to the email address at the bottom of the screen, and we'll see you next week.